Why the Rise of Secularism and the Fall of Christianity in America Will Give Birth to a Biblical Christianity. That's sort of my little thesis for this video. I believe as America and the West overall continues to pull away from God, taking God out of the government, out of the school systems, out of every part, every facet of life, right? And you just look at the media, everything you look at that's produced by culture is so anti-biblical, anti-God. But I believe this, okay, the darker times we start to live in the West, I believe this is really going to inspire, produce true Christians, a more biblical Christianity, one that doesn't cower to evil and darkness, one that stands up. And, you know, it just happened a few days ago at the time of filming that Biden, it's not that funny, but it's ridiculous. Biden, see, that's why I'm like, I'm not like scared because, you know, it doesn't matter what politician, who is the president, right? Our, you know, president is in heaven, okay? Our king, our Lord and Savior, he's on a throne that's a lot bigger than the White House. So it doesn't really matter what happens to this world. You know, when you trust in Jesus, when you put your faith in him, you know, you could feel confident in joy no matter what this life brings. So that's why I'm laughing. Biden proclaimed Easter Sunday as Transgender Day of Visibility. I want to talk about that a little bit because that was a direct just slap to Christians' face. You know, Easter is a big day, right? Because Christ has risen from the dead. He's defeated sin. And, you know, it's the day of resurrection, right? It's the day we hold on to as Christians. It's like the cornerstone of our faith because Jesus' blood on the cross washes away all of our sins and makes us right with God. But just the fact that the White House did this, Biden did this, obviously, I think it's not just Biden. There's darker forces at work. The devil, okay? You're winning right now, but you're not going to win for long, devil. Okay, I'm not talking to you, but I just mean like he's watching this video somewhere, okay? Or maybe one of his demons. I'm not that important for him to pay attention to me. One of his demons, okay? But our country, right, our nation is at war with Christianity, right? The devil, right, he has a little finite amount of time where he gets to control this earth. I mean, he doesn't control it. God does. But he's roaming and reigning. And, you know, he's trying to bring as many people to the dark side. I'm thinking Star Wars. But to not following God and in choosing him over God, basically. There's light and dark, okay? You know, you're either with God, the Bible says, or you're against him. And I feel like for a long time in America, we didn't have stuff like this where, you know, the White House declares the most important day of Christianity, a day to honor transgenderism, which is actually a slap in the face to God because God made male and female and God created order to this earth. And women and men, we complement each other. And you see the beauty of God's design with a husband and a wife. And transgenderism is anti-biblical, okay? Because it's basically telling God, oh, you messed up. I'm not actually this gender. I'm something else. And it's a lie from the devil. That's why a lot of people end their lives when they go down that dark path because the devil wants confusion. God brings order. Devil brings chaos, okay? I mean, you could see it in Genesis when God formed the earth and he took that chaos and made order, okay? But I think what we're seeing is we're no longer so-called Christian nation. You look at TV and movies and music, it all glorifies sin, okay? Evil's basically praised and good deeds are condemned, you know? So Christians, don't be afraid, and you especially, don't be afraid when you see our culture getting more diabolical, more demonic, because culture is just like the media really controls our population and controls the masses, right? And now it's like a slippery slope. Now that they know what they've been able to get away with things like abortion, all these things that are anti-biblical, they're going to just keep pushing things, okay, down the line. For example, eventually, I believe in America, things with children, with grown men will be legal. It's disgusting. It's despicable. But I think it's a progression, right? Sin does not satisfy you. So you you need more. You know, you start out, you know, doing one type of sin, and then you move to this, and you move to this, and you move to that, because our body's not satisfied, our minds aren't satisfied, our heart and soul, unless it's in Jesus Christ, unless it's in a relationship with God. So you see in the school system, you know, kids aren't taught history or English or math. They're taught things like sex, having sex, gender ideologies like transgenderism, like homosexuality to elementary age kids. You know, abortion's praised. You know, if you're prideful, egotistical, you know, putting people down, that's a good thing. You know, it's all about me. It's all about I, and it's all about us trying to be like God. So we see this happening in America. America, Christianity has fallen, secularism is on the rise, and that's why I believe it's going to give birth to real Christians. And it reminds me of when I went to Texas, okay? And if you go to Texas, great state, but everyone there goes to church, right? It's like there's a lot of churches, and a lot of them are large. And it just seems like the baker, the butcher, you know, the guy who changes your tire. I mean, everyone goes to church. But how many of them actually have a relationship with Jesus? And this isn't directed towards Texas, but I just mean in general. I feel like America, there was a lot of people who, oh, I believe in God, but didn't actually have a real relationship with Jesus. And the reason I believe that is because if more people did, what is happening in the media and culture, the White House, everything, it wouldn't be happening. Because there's a lot of so-called Christians out there who might love God in a way or think they do, but the life they're living is anti-biblical. You know, God gives us the Bible, the Ten Commandments, these different things, because these things give life to us, right? And I feel like there's a lot of people who think they're Christian, but they're sleeping around with their boyfriend and girlfriend. They're deliberately like in sin and neglecting the word, like the words of Jesus Christ, you know? And, you know, we all sin and we're not going to be perfect until we get to heaven. But there's a lot of people that are, you know, raging alcoholics, drug addicts. I mean, all these things, and maybe beating their wives. I mean, all kinds of things, right? And they might call themselves a Christian, but are they really? And I'm not the one to judge. Only God knows, okay? You know, I've committed every sin in the Bible almost. I mean, you know what I mean? So, I mean, the Bible says that if you think angrily at someone, right? If you're in anger, it's like, you know, committing murder in your mind. You know, Jesus took things one step further. So I just believe that America as a whole has been like, oh yeah, God exists, but I'm going to go live this terrible life, right? You know, I'm going to go listen to this trash music that's total darkness. I'm going to go do all these awful things, but that's just how I'm going to live my life. It's not like a one-time thing. It's like daily repeated sin and call myself a Christian, right? So I believe that we're getting to a tipping point where now if you're a Christian, you're going to be judged. You're going to be persecuted even more. Maybe prison or jail is coming in the future. And I don't even think videos like this will be allowed on YouTube eventually, other sites, because it's offensive to people who don't believe in God. And it should be offensive because the Bible confronts our sinful nature and shows us that, hey, you're a sinner. But guess what? There's good news. Jesus died for you. And it doesn't matter who you are, what sin you're in, there's hope for you in Jesus Christ, because it's not about you living a perfect life. It's about you truly following Jesus and striving every single day. And the Bible actually says that God will work in you to do good works, okay? Like God and the Holy Spirit will transform you. It's not about, you know, following a bunch of rules. It's about having a relationship with your Savior. And as you go on your journey of being a Christian, the Holy Spirit's the one who transforms you into the image of Jesus. And there's a great it's a great quote. Tertullian, one of the early church fathers of the second century, he coined the term, "The blood of the martyrs is the seed of the church." And I really like this. Okay, it sounds a little dark, but the blood of the martyrs, okay, people who died for their faith in Jesus Christ are the seed of the church. As a tree right? A seed falls off or whatever, goes in the soil, okay, and gives birth to new fruit and new trees and new life, okay? Martyrs, when they die, they're like a seed that gives birth to the church. So the Christians that die on behalf of their faith, their death is like a seed that goes into the soil and brings the new life and new fruit. And if we look to the second century, you know, believers who believed in Jesus, they were fed to lions, they were beaten, whipped, sawed in half, put to death by sword, burned in the fire, and chained in prisons. Like, can you imagine being a Christian and if you professed Jesus and didn't pledge like that Caesar Augustus was like Lord and God? Like, if you said, no, I can't do that because Jesus is my guy, okay? Like, you would get sawed in half. Like, that's insane. How many of you, like, would I be willing to live that kind of life as a believer, to profess that kind of faith, you know, to live out that kind of faith, you know? But I believe that persecution forces you to really evaluate what you believe in. Is what you believe in true? Is it something that should be pursued, or should you abandon it, okay? Should you abandon your faith? Persecution forces believers to actually band together in underground churches, and when persecution's happening, you know, people form underground churches and things start to spread like wildfire through communities, through cities, look at places like China, places like Iran, places like that. There is a massive underground church of believers who are binding together for their faith in Jesus Christ. And some of them are put to death, and some of them are sent to prison, but it doesn't stop the church, because when you know something is true, you're willing to die for it, you know? And when you experience Jesus and you have a relationship with him and you realize how much fulfillment and joy you get in him, like you can't get in anything else in this life, okay? You realize that, like, well, if I die, it's terrible, but I'll be in heaven with my Lord and Savior, Jesus. Like, this life is finite. We have 70 years, 90 years, and then we're dead. Think about it. It's crazy. So what you do on this life, okay, what you do in this life for God, it determines eternity, right? Like, if you live for yourself, you reject Jesus, then you're going to be separated from God. And it's not that God sends people to hell, but it's just like, if you don't want anything to do with God in this life, why would you want to be in heaven with God, okay? The hell was designed for the devil and his angels, okay? Not for people made in the image of God. But if you live this life and you follow Jesus and do your best, hardest, you know, ask for forgiveness daily, you pray, you read your Bible, you go to church, and you don't do those things because you have to, you do them because it's a relationship and you want to grow more like Jesus because he's incredible. You know, I believe as persecution gets worse in the U.S. and we start having more scary things like they do in China and these other countries, I believe it's going to cause us all to really evaluate our faith, you know, what we believe, and we're going to see people fall to the wayside, but it's also, I believe, going to give birth to a more biblical Christianity, a Christianity where pastors are in the pulpit and they're not saying, oh, homosexuality is okay. Oh, sleeping around is okay before you're married. You know, things that are so anti-biblical, you know, you see all these churches and it's like, you know, they have rainbow flags outside. And it's like, I have nothing against homosexuals. It's just not the way God has called us to live, you know? So it's like, if you like Japanese food, okay, or you're a Japanese restaurant and you have sushi and Japanese, different kinds of Japanese food, okay, if people walked in that restaurant and it was like Texas Roadhouse and you have like, you know, Texas toast and I don't know, whatever else they have, you know, like you have barbecue ribs and all that, people would be really confused. And that's what's happening in America. People are so confused because these places of worship, they call themselves Christians and followers of Christ, but it looks nothing like Christ. And that's the thing. It's okay if you don't want to follow Jesus. Okay, my feelings aren't hurt. Of course, I want you to, but it's like at the end of the day, you have God to be accountable to, not me. Like, I'm a nobody, right? So that's the thing, right? Like, these churches, right? they're deceiving people, and millions of Christians, I believe, around the world are being led astray because they're not following an actual biblical Christianity, like reading what the words Jesus says are. I mean, it's really simple, okay? But there's a lot of people, and people too, that are in leadership of the church that, you know, it's tough to like say the truth because you're going to get condemned. You're going to get canceled. You might not be popular. And I think a lot of pastors and younger pastors, they would, and hey, I'm not bashing anyone, and you can't generalize anything, but I'm just saying there's a pressure to like not speak the truth because you might offend people, or, you know, that sort of thing's happening. You know, and it's like, it's just no good. It's no bueno. Like, just like, don't be in ministry. Don't be a Christian if you're going to, you know, live a terrible life and call yourself a Christian. But, you know, you're not doing anything that Jesus wants us to do. You know, I mean, so these are my thoughts. I want you to tell me what you think in the comments. I'm trying just to make these videos unedited. So subscribe if you're interested. This is going to go up on a podcast and we'll see. You know, I just feel convicted. I haven't posted in a while and it's like the harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. So here I am. God bless you. Let me know. Birth of Christianity, biblical Christianity. Is it going to happen? Have a good day.